Whenever musicians travel, there's always the dilemma of how to get their prized possession from one place to another. Ann Bowen is general manager for the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
When you have an instrument that you have not just such a monetary connection to, but also such a deep emotional connection to, they're with that instrument all the time. It becomes part of the family, so to speak, and you want to have it with you.
Increased travel restrictions designed to thwart terrorists have prompted at least one orchestra, St. Luke's out of New York, to cancel an international trip. The Madison Symphony does not travel abroad, but does bring in guest artists from far-flung places. They'll have to figure out how to safely get their instruments to Wisconsin. This weekend, the Minnesota Orchestra leaves for European tour. Public Relations Director Gwen Pappas says musicians will stow their instruments in specially made crates instead of buying a seat for, say, their cello or violin.
So for a variety of reasons, about 20 people would prefer to have their instruments with them. And the new travel restrictions mean that basically that won't be possible on any flights that are leaving the United Kingdom. Our orchestra has two of those flights, one departing from London and one departing from Edinburgh, Scotland.
Pappas describes the new rules as mere inconvenience and says members of the Minnesota Ensemble are taking it all in stride. Bowen recalls how one member of the Madison Symphony had to take an end pin out of the bottom of the cello following the 9/11 attacks because security deemed the piece of instrument a potential weapon. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.